Staying on top of the issues, welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Tennessee Congressman Dr. Scott Desjarlais is just a few months on the job of his first public office, representing one of the most rural congressional districts in the country. But the congressman has spent a lot of time talking with constituents and meeting with business owners, and the number one issue he's hearing is over gas prices.
The gas prices have been a mystery ever since I've been on this earth and old enough to drive. They seem to fluctuate for no rhyme or reason, and I don't know that anyone fully explained what happened when we hit $5 gas a couple of years ago. So right now, you can always point to things like the unrest in the Middle East and the fact that we haven't had a lot of offshore drilling here in the U.S. and we haven't tapped into a lot of our own energy resources.
Congressman Desjarlais, just like the rest of our delegation, feels that we have to continue looking at alternative fuel sources such as ethanol.
You know, certainly there's been a lot of concern in Congress, a lot of the hearings I've been in ag, whether it's the pork industry, beef industry, or poultry, with the ethanol. And so that particular area seems to be one of contention and one I hope to learn a little bit more in my visit to Farm Bureau here today. But we certainly want to do anything that can help reduce energy costs that doesn't require huge subsidies from the government. We want to see more of a free enterprise aspect to energy creation and production.
Congressman Desjarlais represents Tennessee on the House Ag Committee, and discussions are ongoing over the writing of the next farm bill, and he knows the importance of maintaining strong support for our farmers.
By 2050, we're going to be trying to feed 9 billion people on half as much land and half as much resources, so we have to continue with innovation. We have to keep our production and our exports strong. And, you know, we have to keep the farm economy strong. As you know, and all farmers know, it fluctuates. And just because things have been fairly good for the last couple of years, we know that prices won't stay high, and we have to account for that when we write this new piece of legislation next year.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.